Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church, and thank you, Susan. That's a great way to get us started. What beautiful music. I am Reverend Loretta Jobe. I'm a retired deacon who hangs out here with all of you wonderful people, and it is my pleasure to be up here this morning to help with the worship. This is a congregation that wants to know God, love God, and serve God, and now I know why John has trouble with this mic. It just doesn't want to stay in place, does it? We are continuing with our Under Construction sermon series today. Pastor Lindsay's going to be talking about building beloved community. And I don't know if anybody noticed, but we've had a little construction incident. Don't worry, we've got it handled. We'll get some of the kids up here to take care. That's right, it's the Tonka trucks are out of control. If you received a bulletin on your way in, there should be a connection card in there. Please take a moment to fill that out. Let us know that you're here. On the reverse side is information about many of the things that are going on here, along with what's been flashing on the screens prior to this. There are also prayer cards in the pews. This is a praying congregation, and so if you need prayer for yourself or someone that you know or love or some situation, please let us know. We would be blessed to be able to hold that situation and those folks in prayer for you. This morning, we have some new worship leaders with us today. So I want to thank Gwen and Sue Urban for being here today and helping us. And Ava is going to be singing with her grandma. So that'll be a special treat. If you have not already sent your youngins off to Sunday school, this is the time to do that. The teachers are down there waiting for them. I have two announcements this morning. The first is a reminder about the fireworks at the Whitmore Lake, at the city of Whitmore Lake. The gates to the church will be open at 6 o'clock for folks to come and park. It is the premier place to see the fireworks, so I would encourage you to check that out if you can. And then the actual parade at Whitmore Lake, which we have a float that will be in. I think we won a prize last year, didn't we? Yeah. So check that out on July 4th at 10 a.m. And again, the church parking lot will be available there to help you. And then Pastor Lindsay has our last announcement this morning. You want to do it now, or are you going to hold on to it?
In January of 2024, we are going to be doing a Holy Land trip. And so an invitation, if you might like to consider walking in the footsteps of Jesus, going out on the Sea of Galilee, seeing the Wailing Wall, encountering what the disciples encountered and experiencing what Jesus experienced. I have some flyers. We go with Educational Opportunities. It's a Christian organization that does tours. If you're interested and would like to learn a little bit more, connect with me as I shake hands and greet you after worship. I have a few of those if you're curious and would like to consider those. Well, with those announcements shared, won't you please stand as you feel comfortable? Let's worship and praise together.
Thank you. join me in the opening prayer. Lord, we seek your presence both in worship and in our daily lives. Guide us in the sharing our faith with others. Help us to recognize opportunities to invite others into the community of faith we love, so that your kingdom on earth can grow. In your name we pray. Amen. Please join in singing the next hymn. We have two scripture readings this morning. The first is from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Sorry, please be seated. Yes. Okay, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The second is from Mark 12, 28 through 31. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." The word of God for the people of God.
Church, it is so good to be with you this morning. Don't you just love our construction zone we have here? It's pretty fun. We have a construction worker outfit if anybody's feeling inclined to dress up. I can pass it your way. Will you join me in a spirit of prayer? Oh, Creator God, from the dust of the earth, you created everything. You called it good. Indeed, all of your creation is good. From the glorious waters of Michigan to the blue sky overhead to the singing birds and the early dawn light. Oh, to the beautiful neighbors that live and work in our community and to our church family here today that we worship with. Beautiful creations. Oh, good and gracious God, you call us to live the Great Commission and to follow the greatest commandments from Jesus, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to make sense of what that means. Help us to have clarity of heart and mind this day. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer and the one that calls us beloved. Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. So I was going south on 23 this week, heading towards Ann Arbor. Do I need to say anything more? This sermon series was inspired by what we're seeing around us. So we were going south on Tuesday evening. We were anxious and excited to get on the road for a couple of days of camping at the Indiana Dunes State Park. Has anybody been to the Indiana Dunes? Yes, 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 yes. Camper lovers, unite. Well, it seemed like we were going south on 23. It seemed like we were never going to get out of Brighton. Like, most of the trip was just trying to get out of Brighton, and then we were there in a snap once that happened because of all the construction, right? Without a doubt, I'm sure you've noticed the endless amounts of road construction this spring, this summer. I think it's going to go all year long. I don't know if it's like November or when we're getting done with the construction downtown, but between 96 and 23 and downtown and Grand River, there is so much under construction right now. Is it testing anybody's patience like mine? That fruit of the spirit of patience is being tested with all of the construction. Well, throughout the course of the summer here at church, we're also looking at ways and maybe we are growing and changing and being under construction ourselves as the Holy Spirit is always working in our lives, transforming us and changing us to be more in the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's always working in and through our community of faith, leading us and guiding us and encouraging us to step forward and be a part of building the beloved community of God. And so as we're continuing to this week two of our sermon series, last week Pastor John talked about some literal construction taking place, and then as we're going into week two of this sermon series of under construction, it's our hope that you're not just noticing the construction out and around Brighton, but that you'll note and the ways that which God is working in your own life and building and shaping our church community life together, because God is up to good things. Amen? Amen. A few stories. So Monday night, I was heading out to the women's softball game. Believe it or not, this lefty plays softball. I put on my jersey, I grabbed my left-handed glove, I grabbed my shades, I forgot my hat, which I quickly regretted. I headed out to the ball field. Center field is where I find myself. I've moved up from right field there, Art. I'm getting better. Well, there was a lot of action Monday night taking place. The team had several good hits. We played hard. Our team had fun. We laughed. We talked. We checked in with one another. We met family members that came along. We swapped photos. We shared prayer requests. We encouraged each other, not only on the ball field, but we encouraged each other in the game of life as well. Building the beloved community of God was taking place. And then just over a week ago, I came to church on a Friday morning. I had a great wad of cash in my hand, particularly the ones in my pocket. I had my name tag on. I was ready to shop the rummage sale, some rummage sale shoppers and volunteers among us. I was excited to welcome visitors, connect with members, and I wandered in and out of each room in awe of how y'all do all of the organization and everything that takes place. It's amazing. And as I wandered in and out, adding items into my shopping cart, getting some good deals, and chatting with people and supporting missions with each purchase I made, I thought, yeah, I need that. That's for missions. Good stuff was happening. And shopping was taking place throughout the whole lower level, but what I really noticed taking place was conversations and connections and laughter and the occasional wiping away of tears. and checking in on each other and checking in to see how the family is doing and how health situations are going, and checking to see smiling faces and warm embraces of hugs, and caring for one another and connecting in community, serving in mission. It was a great old morning at the UMW rummage sale. Building the beloved community of God was taking place. In May, I was taking my kids to a swimming lesson on Saturday morning at Brighton High School. They have great, great swim classes led by the high school, you know, swimming diving team. And I was chatting with another mom in the bleachers up above as our kids are swimming. And I was chatting with her, and we were eager to watch our children. Our kids are in the same class in elementary school, and she knew that I was a pastor. You know, parents talk and chat about different things. And she was asking about Vacation Bible School at our church, because she knew I was a pastor. Well, excitedly and asking about it, right, I whipped out a VBS flyer. I hope you have one in your purse too, ready to extend that invite. I pulled out an invite to share with her child and invited her to volunteer. And it was just your typical Saturday morning of sipping on coffee, thank God for coffee, and chatting about our children and watching the swimming taking place. And it led to an invite to Vacation Bible School. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, an invite, building the beloved community of God was taking place. I shared one of our prayer quilts, beautiful prayer quilts, last summer with somebody, and recently they were sharing with me how meaningful it was to have it with them during their journey going through a challenging health situation. And knowing that their community of faith was behind them and praying for them, and that they were literally being wrapped in the love of God in that quilt when they were going through a hard health situation, they were expressing recently how much it meant to them. I said, I'll let the Prayers and Squares ministry know. The credit goes to all of those quilters on Monday morning. And in those moments on Monday morning, or when the quilt is shared, it's about building the beloved community of God. A new group has formed for support of one another, for advocacy. It's a group that wants to create community connections and to extend love and support to our LGBTQ siblings. At a recent evening meeting in the library, we shared stories. We listened deeply. We prayed with one another. Building the beloved community of God was taking place. So when softball is played and rummage sale items are sold, and when kids register for VBS, and when prayer quilts are shared, and when folks join book studies or UMW books or UMW circles or join caring advocacy groups to support one another, there's a building of the community of God, God's beloved community. Won't you join that work of loving God, of loving neighbor? Won't you join that work of inviting folks into this community of faith? It's all about building that beloved community. When we extend those invites, we love God and neighbor. When we invite folks in, we're a part of that. You see, reaching out and inviting someone to church isn't just about inviting them to know Jesus Christ, which we hope that they do, but rather also reaching out and inviting people into this community of faith is, of course, about an invitation to know Jesus, but it's also about an invitation for belonging, for connection, for community, for purpose, for friendship, for finding hope. Do you ever feel like you need hope in this world these days? It's an invitation to find hope and to know that when you're walking this road of life, or when you're sitting in traffic on 23, or when you're stuck on 96, when you're walking this road of life or stuck in traffic, it's about knowing that you can walk or be stuck in traffic with others together. It's beautiful to know that Jesus walks this life of faith with us, but there's something about having people in the flesh to walk this road of life by our side that's so important. So when those invites are extended, when love of God, of neighbor is shared, we're part of building that community. We're part of constructing that great community. And man, it takes time and it takes intentional work. Construction workers don't just start randomly throwing blocks and bricks and concrete and stuff around. It takes intentional work. It doesn't happen overnight, although we really wish 23 would just happen overnight. If anybody has a birthday coming up, can you please pray or please make your birthday cake wish that it gets done sooner? But it takes time. It's a work in progress. Perhaps it's something that's under construction. Won't you also be a part of this new growth, this continued building of what God is doing through us? As the roads are under construction and the construction workers are hard at work, the disciples in this community are also hard at work building that beloved community of a loving God, loving neighbor, inviting and welcoming and creating space for new faces to come and be here. Doesn't it sound pretty amazing? Pretty simple just to send an invite, and man, it should be, but when we look around and when we think about who our neighbor might be, that we're called to love our neighbor that's also different from ourselves, it starts to get a little dicey. When we think about inviting and welcoming and creating space for people at church, when we realize that this includes loving the neighbor that is different or thinks different or looks different or acts different or has different life experiences, it can sometimes rub a few, flock a few feathers. There's this tendency, right, towards loving people with similar life experiences that look similar to ourselves. But Jesus calls us to make space and to include and draw the circle wide to build this beloved community of God where there's space for all people. It's challenging work, right? It's hard work, right? But I think it's work to which Jesus calls us. When Jesus tells the disciples in this great commission from Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, that was read for us by Gwen, Jesus says, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And so that means making disciples of all nations and to live out one of the teachings, right? And to teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, to turn back to that great scripture of loving God and loving neighbor, to make disciples of reaching out to include everyone. To love the neighbor is to love those that are different than ourselves. To invite and to welcome and to include and to affirm people into this church that folks that maybe are different. It's a work in progress. It's something that's under construction. But we're building that beloved community together. Because just imagine how amazing it would be when there's more folks part of this beloved community. More kids in Sunday school, and Pastor Allison shares that there's 20, 25 kids in Sunday school on Sunday morning, right? Like, that's growing so much, we need more Sunday school teachers. Or just imagine the beloved community growing so that there's an even more youth and youth group on Sunday nights. We have 15 youth and Pastor Allison off to summer camp this week. They're going to have a great time over at Pentwater at the United Methodist Lake Michigan and Retreat Center. Thank you. Building of the beloved community. Just imagine how great it would be to fill in the cracks in the worship space around us. Just imagine how great it would be to have more prayers and squares, quilters. Just imagine how great it would be to have more folks around your Bible study and your book study and joining in our missions and making sack lunches. There is space. And we look forward to what all God is going to do in and through us in the days and the weeks and the years to come, as we're under construction and growing and building together. God's up to good things. Let's pay attention to what he's doing. Will you please pray with me? Oh, Lord, how How might you be calling us to love you, to love our neighbors, and to invite and to welcome folks in into this beloved community of faith? How are you calling us as individuals to grow and to grow as a collective body? Open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we pray. Amen.
Sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing with the Spirit and praise the Lord. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing.
I would just ask you to focus now on our beautiful prayer quilt made by our wonderful quilt ministry that Lindsay talked about. And please assume an attitude of prayer over these quilts. Dear God, we pray for the healing, peace, and comfort that only you can give for Tina, for Tracy, and for Kai. We pray for wholeness for their bodies and their spirit. As they wrap themselves in these quilts, let them feel the outreach of love and caring that is coming to them from this community. We pray for pain to be eased and for relief from anxiety. And we also pray for their caregivers and for the medical community serving them. We know what it's like to be the friends and family caring for loved ones because we've all been in that place sometime, and many are in it now. We pray for strength and comfort for them also. Give them the right words to say, the right help to offer during this difficult time. We lift these names to you, God, with confidence that you are with us and that you hear us all the time and that you love us. Amen. My key operating word this week for me was gratitude. And it came about in a funny way. A former pastor of this church, Scott Krostek, posted something on social media that said, name a time when you saw or experienced incredible generosity. And there were amazing stories that people posted. One was from Pastor Susie, also from this community, who said some time ago when she was thinking of entering the seminary, someone handed her a very large check. And they said to her, I know seminary can be expensive. Another person posted an experience they had where they watched a person they didn't know trying to fulfill a prescription at a pharmacy. And the pharmacist asked if he wanted to fill it for 3 months, and he said yes, and then he didn't have the money. And the man said, I guess I'll just get 1 month's worth. And a random woman got out of line and walked up and smacked down the money and said, no, he needs his medication now. And so what I took away from all of this, and also oddly enough, one of my groups I'm in was talking about generosity at the same time. What I took away from it was how grateful I am to witness these things. They're the things that keep us going, right? You know, it's so uplifting to watch how people share their time, their treasures, and their talents. So please pray with me. Good and gracious God, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity that we have to come together in your name. We are so grateful, God, to be gathering in this season as we celebrate summer, graduations, confirmations, weddings, family meetups, and in our church community, our 15 youth and 2 leaders who are on their way to camp today. We know we are blessed with abundance, God, but we see much work that needs to be done. We need to be more attentive to social justice and climate issues. We pray for the multitude of your children who are experiencing hunger and are longing for a better life. For our sisters and brothers in Liberia, whom we partner with to get more kids in school. For people in our own community who are stretched financially trying to find solutions. We pray for those who are ill or have lost a loved one. Give them comfort and hope. Also those who struggle with mental health issues and depression. It seems, God, like daily there's a crisis someplace in the world and no solution in sight. It makes us feel helpless and anxious because we don't have all the answers. And so we turn to you, Lord, to help calm our waters. We ask for guidance of the Holy Spirit so that we will recognize these needs and learn how to reach out and help. Lord, we feel so grateful for leadership in this church community and in the larger church. As they point the way, inspire and lead us, and provide opportunities to act. We are blessed with many resources, and we pray that we're using them to do your will. We're gathered here both online and in person, and we can feel the power of your presence. May we continue to seek you always, no matter what we are facing. And we pray all this in the name of our Savior Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying this, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As the ushers prepare to come forward this morning to receive our offering, when you came in today, you probably noticed that we are having another Noah lunch Sunday, asking you to please stop and participate, pack a lunch. It is one of the many ways that we reach out to extend the beloved community, to invite us to be closer together, but also to spread God's love beyond these walls. Thank you, ushers. Thank you.
Gracious Lord, you have given us the ultimate gift of your life on the cross in payment for our sins. In gratitude, we bring our offerings to your church, praying that they will grow a ministry that reflects you. Amen.
First UMC, we are building the beloved community of God. And this happens by living the great commandments of loving God and neighbor. And this happens by living the Great Commission, by inviting people to know Jesus Christ and to experience faith in him, and inviting folks to be a part of this community. So as we leave this time of worship, may we seek to live those commands, to love God, to love neighbor, to make space to invite, and I hope to see folks back in the coming weeks with more children invited to VBS, with more folks arranging prayer quilt squares on Monday morning. Get the words out. I'm going to see you in Fellowship Hall for more coffee and see more folks joining around our Bible studies and on Sunday morning Sunday school and Wednesday night youth group, because it's work to which God calls us, and something great is building and happening here. Go forth this day with God's peace and God's love always with you. Amen.
Thank you.
are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.